Okay, now we're going into part D, which is the final topic for today's presentation. And that's a regular daily chart here. And let's see what we got. We have the W-shaped T with a D top, which is the top of the channel, and the red boundary at the top. It pulled back, made a bottom, and this sharp rally that we're witnessing in the last three trading days is presumed to be the money flow indicator MFI peak, which Parker says is scheduled to peak out on Monday, and then we're looking for a drop down into the general mid-December area, and then the question is, can this new volume oscillator T produce some kind of a rally? There's a couple of things to keep in mind here, because it's inherently confusing picture. You have the 75-day low pattern, which has been detailed by Parker, and we're pretty sure that's in the middle. It's the 13th to the 17th of December by that statistics, but that's not guaranteed. If you look over at look down at the table of data in the second column to the right, you have arms. You have 0.78, 0.87, 0.27, 0.43, 0.68. If you add those up, that's below the threshold needed to a warning that, at this time, you'll wish you didn't own stocks, or you wish you were looking for a buy point at a much lower level, because that's an arms sell warning. The question really in terms of T theory is, can you go to the deep correction low, which is definitely tradable, okay, probably it's definitely tradable, or do you just want to come back down to the black line and hold and try to push up into the upper regions of oversold, break out above the D top and the A top and try to push it up. Generally speaking, if you go back and you look at the 13th T and you look at this sort of data, you'd say that if it doesn't go below from my perspective, is if it doesn't go below the black line, you do not have what you would construe as a reasonable opportunity. Doesn't mean it's not going to go up. It's just not a reasonable trading opportunity. It's possible that you'll find that something is tradable, and you might want to go for it, but it would have to be pretty on a light position. If you were to ask the question, why would it go down to the deep correction low? Well, if you have an arms warning and you look back at that history, you're going to get something on the downside that's unpleasant. And then I would say, okay, you get the 75-day schedule for between the lows, the black vertical lines, and you come into it. So what happens if you get to mid-month and you can't find an arms ratio? The arms sell warning comes from numbers that are too low in five sequence. The alternative to that is to have a very high number on a selling climax, which would be above three. Like 4, 5, 6, 7. Those are good numbers. Three is kind of a garden variety. You can get a good rally out of it. But when you get up into the upper single digits, that's really good. Deep correction low is also pretty good. So the question is what would happen? Well, the real question, I think, is, there's a dilemma in here, is that it looks to me like the money flow T rally for the S&P 500 has caught the market high, and it's possible that the mid-December low is going to be pushed back in time. So I would say that I wouldn't hold the if you got reasonably oversold condition in mid-December, I would say that that's okay, but if you maybe that's right. But I would say that on a risk reward ratio, I would say that you either pass it up or wait for some other problem like Spain defaults or something like that. Incidentally, I have to make a correction. I did review the mutual fund data, and the 10-year average on the ING Russia fund is actually is 37%. It has a very good 10% record. It got creamed in the in the 08 area. Okay, if it gets creamed again, you know the fact that it can do a good job doesn't negate the fact that you could buy it, but it is a very volatile fund, so it's not really suitable unless you can get it pushed down and so forth. But I just wanted to make that correction so I don't leave that error up in the way. So the thing that's complicated is that the situation is that the money flow indicators keep coming up with tops, and they seem to be the ones that are the smartest on the top date. The W-shaped T in here between A and D is fine. Money flow indicators seem to be reinforcing that on the upside, and I would say that there is no, considering that T13 is made a top, is presumably made a top. The fact that you can't get below the black line leads you into a position where you're going to try to buy an overbought level to go to a higher overbought level at the time that things are unfavorable from the long term, roughly unfavorable from the long term. And I'd say I just passed that one up as far as the company is concerned. But the reason for that is that you got, this T could be bearish, which means that it gives you a rally, and then it dulls down. Now, with all due respect to the 75-day cycle and Orville's contention that that is really two 39-day trading day cycles. Okay, 75 days is trading day, so that really turns out, you divide that, if you assume there's no holidays, that turns out to be that is 15 weeks, and his 39 days, if you round that on off, is basically 40, and if you take five day weeks in it, that's an 8-week cycle. So you what you do, what you find out if this T has a problem, is that the rule of thumb is on bearish T's is that they can go for 3 or 4 weeks. Well, if what Orville is claiming is that there's two 39-day cycles, or there's two shorter cycles, and you could come from a mid-December low and go up for 4 weeks. That would be fine. That would fit into the pattern. So if you get something that looks like it's going to make the T, and you have enough of a pullback to make the T, it should be good for about half of the 39 weeks, roughly. So that would be like 19 days, 19 trading days. So that's your bag, and you come back and you hold this black line here, which is 1170. You could probably say that was okay, but if you do think that you can't take on anything that has a big commission basis, because that wasn't going to work, so you have to go down to something else. It's not a big trend, or you just pass it up. If you can get down to the deep correction low, then it's a real, you have a really good case. But in that case, in the case that you get down to the deep correction, that's almost that Spain or Portugal defaults on the sovereign debt, and it's just a different color. The problem we have now is the same as we started this. Everything that we know that looks like it works okay, which is the money flow T's, they're all topped out. The only one that looks like it's oversold in the bonds, they're not particularly favorable. If you go to put the center post in of a new volume oscillator T, and you don't go down below the black line, the mid-channel line, that's a tip-off that it's a bearish T, or it's some unusual situation where the Federal Reserve is just throwing money at their things. But those all end up in train wrecks eventually. So you either trade it short-term. Personally, I would say that although we put in the chart that 75 days and 75 days and 75 days, that cycle can change on you, and it could adapt to the fact that the money flow indicator has interrupted it, and so it wants to add on to a lower level, a delayed center post low. And fortunately, we still have time to do this, because I'm going to do an update in the middle of the week, and be back next Sunday and so forth, so we have to look at it. But anyway, that's the best I can come up with as far as the situation is concerned. And the present position is that it's definitely in a top pattern. Maybe you can make some kind of you could either make a modest low for a modest breakout rally, which I would think is not going to be terribly productive long term, or you can try to have something strange happen that brings you down to the deep correction low, in which you get a good trading rally. We'll work on that. We'll start with in the next when I post my next update on Wednesday, and then we'll be back next Sunday. Thank you for checking in. Hope you found that confused forecast helpful in any case, and we'll keep monitoring the situation and see how it goes.